Hey, just to let you know, we've got 2,532 students in our school district, and we're proud of each and every one of them. I know the band is getting ready to take the field. Let's every Estill County student get on their feet, and let's welcome this band to the field.
Performing at 1:15, the Estill County High School Marching Engineers. While the band's performing, please, everyone, give them your respect and make sure to stay quiet so you can hear everything that happens.
And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the live broadcast of Come On Home here on WSKV. We've got the Estill County Marching Band on the field, and they're getting ready to perform.
August 12, 1692, Salem, Massachusetts, our newly discovered world, has presented a life of challenge, yet great reward throughout my young life. How could we have known that the course of fate would turn so painstakingly cruel? My name is Bridget Bishop, and this is my story. The gazes and whisperings of my neighbors have, alas, become difficult to bear. I see young mothers steer their darlings from my path, and elder women leaning each toward the other to address that strange woman, that different woman.
Everybody. Hey!
October 3rd, 1692. I have now spent days in this cold stone cell. Truly, I am alone. October 16th, 1692. What need of this waiting? What need of this trial? What punishments await? I have long heard of others' fiery fate, the unspeakable agony. Guilty. Ne'er was a word so harrowing, so ugly. It has been resolved that my life's journey will conclude tomorrow at first light.
Champions, ladies and gentlemen. That was just as good as the performance Saturday night down in Bowling Green. And I tell you, it's really nice to see all of the support coming out of the community. Again, as Mr. Saylor said, over 2,500 students here to watch these Marching Engineers today. And that's a tip of the hat to every one of you. And, of course, here they are still standing at attention after the performance. I know they're all sweating and they're ready to break ranks and have a seat for a minute. Now, we're going to keep going here. At this point, I do need to let you know that today's broadcast is brought to you by our friends at White House Clinic, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Big E Insurance, the Animal Clinic of Estill County, and Estill County PVA Jeff Hicks. All these folks who wanted to support the marching band today, as well as our Come On Home radio program every week. Now, we have several interviews, a few of these folks that we're going to be able to talk to over the, actually, the next hour and a half we'll be here. All you folks sitting here in the audience are going to be going back to school so you can go home. But all you folks listening at home, you can stay right with us. I was asked to give a shout out to a good friend of ours. Now, even though the schools are empty right now, somebody's got to be there in case somebody drops by. They didn't get the one calls or the memos about how, hey, the kids aren't going to be here, you can't come check them out. So, namely, at Estill Springs Elementary, I know right now, Ms. Kim Malicote is listening, and I had to give a Searle Bowl shout-out to her.
Nice.
All the Estill Springs folks are like, yeah! we do need to go ahead and hear from some of our marching band folks, and I know some of you guys that are listening at home, and you're not marching band people, and you're like, oh my gosh. But you have to realize how big a deal this really is in our community, because for years and years, our marching band program has been working hard and getting incrementally better, but to finally reach that pinnacle of being a state champion is, it's just amazing. So, I've got to grab Mr. Bowles. I think he's already gone and climbed under a rock to try to cool off. There he is. But I'm going to give him the opportunity to talk about some of these kids a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. And listen, thank everybody, Mr. Saylor, Board of Education, all of our principals. Thank you much. I've been around this school, and I've been around this county for a long time, and I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this. So thank you all so much. That being said, there are lots and lots of words that I could use to congratulate or describe this special group of kids that you see in front of you, but it just would not do it justice. I can say from experience, it is the most dedicated, the hardest working, most determined group of young people that I've ever had the privilege of working with. And I think the sweetest part about this whole thing, through all the trials and tribulations that you deal with in competition, is that finally, these kids got rewarded for their efforts. And let me tell you, it is very well deserved.
Of course, you will have to realize, those of you at home, and those of you in attendance too, this is not a grand, planned out, huge program of things here. This was actually, I believe, Mr. Saylor just popped off with this right after the band won state. And it's like, we got to do this. Let's go ahead and set it. And so trying to get it all together. And it is amazing the logistics of transporting all these students out here this afternoon and getting this done. So we're a little bit flying by the seat of our pants at this point, because Mr. Saylor did not plan a live radio program. We added that after the fact. So we're going to hear actually from a few of our band students. Come on up. All right, we've got Brittany Sanders here with us, and from looking at her, she is a flute player. All right, make sure and talk into the microphone so everybody can hear you. So Brittany, are you a senior?
Yes, I am.
All right, how long have you been in the band?
This is my second year in marching band, but mm-hmm. I've been a part of concert band since eighth grade.
Okay, so you were late to put on the uniform.
Yeah, I was.
That's all right. Are you glad you did?
I'm very glad I did.
It's not bad to be able to join band as a junior and then walk away with a state runner up and a state champion.
It's unbelievable. I'm glad I joined it when I did, and I have to thank my sister for that, because without her joining it, I probably wouldn't have either.
Oh. And tell those folks at home, who is your sister?
My sister is the drum major, Martina Sanders.
Oh, yeah. She's the lady in the black and white outfit that's standing on the podium in the front. She's got that sharp salute basically brings the pain there in the opener, right?
Oh, yeah. She definitely comes into effect.
She's got overall effect. Is that what she's saying? So really, it's going to be tough to come up with different questions for all you different folks. Yeah. But as far as this show specifically, what was your favorite part about it?
Just all the hard work and knowing that this show is going to be different than any other one. And just being on the parking lot, knowing that, I mean, it was going to be amazing by the end of the season. And it already was in the beginning. Just having that in your mind, knowing that it was going to be different than anything, was just crazy.
Her eyes are moving as fast as they can. She's trying to work her way through. But thank you very much for taking a minute to talk to us.
Thank you for letting me.
All righty. All right, now we have another lovely flute player. Would you please introduce yourself?
I'm Megan Gentry.
Megan Gentry. Now, we had a latecomer to the Marching Engineers. You've been around a little while.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of dedication there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, 6 years, that's more than a lifetime for some of the folks in our audience.
Yeah, it is.
What do you feel like are some of the things that have grown and changed since you started 6 years ago?
The amount of leadership and musicianship, actually. Like, whenever I was a rookie, I can remember that we didn't really take practice seriously. We were just, like, kind of goofing off the entire time because we thought it was a big old party. And now, like, at practice, we take it seriously, so that's pretty much how we win. You just practice and make it perfect, I guess.
Now, You all are on the parking lot more than most of the cars that drive to school here.
Yes.
And you start in July.
Mm-hmm.
That level of dedication. Now, when you talk about you now versus you 6 years ago, mm-hmm. how do you bring the new folks in now? And, of course, you can speak to this as a senior. How do you bring them in and make sure that they take it as seriously as you do?
I think they're just motivated by winning, really. Like, we go out there and we win, and then they're just like, oh, it's worth it, I guess, because we're...
So everybody wants to win, is that what you... It's a lot more
maybe,
fun winning,
maybe.
Isn't it?
I think it's better winning. I had more fun past couple years than I have ever, so, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, Megan, thank you very much for taking a moment,
thank
and congratulations
you.
On the championship.
Thank you.
All right, we have a lovely member of the Marching Engineers Color Guard now. Would you introduce yourself,
Hello.
Please?
I'm Rachel Harrison.
Rachel Harrison. Evidently, you've got a fan or two.
Hello. I love you all.
All right, now Rachel, you come from quite the Marching Engineer family.
I do.
Do you feel like that weighed in at all with your experience with the Marching Engineers?
They were a big part of it, yeah.
Well, actually, you've got cousins with you in the band now, don't you?
Yes.
It seems like I've seen some pictures. You all got a whole big pile of people.
Yeah.
Now, coming at it from a color guard perspective, you all, the effect, and that's something a lot of people don't understand, it's a separate part of the score sheets that... nobody really understands exactly what it means, but it's how, especially visual effect, how does what's going on the field enhance the overall show?
It helps tell the story. And
right.
Like,
it's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
But this year's guard, besides being almost flawless in your execution, the way that you told the story was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything that you would like to say about our Bridget?
Yes, Miss Bridget. She has come a long way from where she started, and I'm gonna start crying. I love her to death.
It gets emotional, and I know. you all, during practices, so while a lot of times, say, the band proper is working on music, then you are working on your routine and your execution, correct?
Yeah.
So what would you say, what's the most difficult part about bringing what you do and then making it part of the overall great experience that the show is?
Definitely trying to put it together, because you learn it, and then the band learns their music, and then you have to come together and put it all together and then perform it. So I think kind of mashing the two together could be a little hard, but we get through it, and it goes good.
And this year it came together perfectly, right?
Yeah.
And it really is amazing, and I hope you're not one of those people, like I've been known to be, that watches the horn line so intently that sometimes you forget that the guard is there. They made you look at them. And if you looked at their faces, especially right at the end of the show, if you looked at their faces and some of the anger that they were portraying, and it was it really was amazing. So I have to give you all a lot of credit.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That was Rachel Harrison with the color guard. All right. Now remember, we are broadcasting live. Let everybody know who you are.
I'm Sydney Riddle.
Sydney Riddle. Now this particular individual is quite the card. So that's why I made the little offhanded comment there at the beginning. How long have you been in the band, Sydney?
2 years.
So you're a 2 year, yeah. Too. So you're one of those, you just came in to win, right?
Well, I mean, I like it, win or lose. I mean, it's...
You like it, win or lose.
Yeah,
you gotta stay on the mic there.
Bad.
There we go. That's all right. That's all right. Now, explain to everyone your exact role in the show.
I march the bass drum.
Now, from a percussion standpoint anyway, there were quite a few kind of weird spots in this music where it wasn't just bump, 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 bump. So how do you feel like the angle from percussion, how do you feel like that kind of holds things together?
I'm not really sure. I mean, it's kind of, I can't really put it into words.
So you've got Martinez back.
Yeah, definitely.
It is really cool in the way that everything worked together. Now, I even think back when I was in band, there were very clear delineations among the sections, and we kind of had, you know, little competitions and whatever. Do you feel like that has changed enough that's the reason that you've gone up to another level?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could, yeah.
I spelled it right out for you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you all definitely, you held everything together perfectly. You did have Martina's back, as she had yours.
Always.
And the heartbeat of the Marching Engineers, we so appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sydney. All right, we've got a man in a beret walking up here now. Who are you, son?
My name is Trenton Elliott.
Trenton Elliott. Now, you play piccolo, correct?
No, sir, that is not correct.
This is a man that he carries around a lot of brass. And I don't think he can take a picture without his tongue out.
I just did.
Oh, you just did. Your first one? Congratulations. Well, Trenton, how long have you been with the Marching Engineers?
I've been in the marching band for 6 years.
Another 6 year, long-termer. So what was the show your first year? Do you remember?
It was the Eagles.
That was the Eagles. Man, was really? Wow. That seems like it wasn't that long ago. I guess it was. So what are some of your views on how are things different now, this year, than they were when you were a rookie?
Kind of like Megan said, we all went out and had a really good time, but we didn't take it very seriously. Now we take it seriously and we have an even better time winning.
I like that. I like that. Very well put. Take it serious, have an even better time because you're winning. So do you feel like, is there any better way that you could be done with your marching career than what you've accomplished here?
I don't think so. I'm very happy with the way it ended.
Well, it's there's not much you can say about going out on top, is there?
No.
It is amazing. And as far as the bottom of the band, now, you all had three sousaphones, correct?
Yes.
I mean, laying that foundation, you know, again, that kind of goes right along with the percussion. You know, you're that underlying bull. You know, you got to keep everything moving. You got to keep the woofers bouncing. So everybody, the band's marching on down the track, so they're giving him a hard time. How do you feel as far as everything winding together? I mean, do you? I'm reaching for something very specific. I know Ethan's probably laughing at me. Yeah. Looking at this from a whole band versus one individual or one section, I mean, is that the key to the success?
No, it's all teamwork.
It's just all about the team, right? That's amazing. And to see everybody moving, I mean, when you're having a bad day, when you get to band practice, is there going to be somebody there to help you out?
Yes.
So it really is. It's not just about what's on the field. It's on and off.
Yes.
That's awesome. Is there anything? You've always got something interesting to say. Do you have anything in your pocket right now that you just want to let fly out there? I caught him off guard.
I would like to shout out my little brother, Chase Wayne Scott.
Hi, I'm Chase.
That's awesome. Trent and Elliot, everybody. All right, now we have the lady in black, the drum major. Is it drum major or field commander now?
Either or, you can say either one.
Okay, so just the chick in charge, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, now Martina, how long have you been in the band?
This is actually my second year.
So. What? Look at you.
Yeah, last year was my rookie year.
And then you come in and climb up on the podium.
I sure do.
I tell you what. Now, how does this look differently from on top of the podium than it would to be standing out there on a yard line?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Like, last year, you kind of have to focus more on yourself than others, and you have to focus on what you play and what you do. But whenever you're up there, you're pretty much for everybody else. You try to take care of them as much as you can and get the most out of them to perform the greatest that they can do. And I can tell you that they sure have done it this year.
No doubt about it. Very well said. Now, can you think, because you're a senior, correct?
I'm a junior.
You're a
I'll
junior.
Be here another year.
She's a junior. So I guess, are you going to try out for field commander again?
I think so.
You think you
I
might?
I think so, yeah.
Well, it's, what did it mean? Because you had the best view of anyone.
Yeah.
On the field during performances, but then state finals, pass and review. You're standing right there at the front. And for those of you who don't know, at the end of state finals, every competing band marches out in front of the full stadium, and then they file in, and they pretty much cover the entire football field. So our field commander was at the front of our column, which Mr. Bowles, he kind of snuck and stretched us out to where we looked the same size as Lafayette, who has four times the amount of kids that we do. But you're at the front. You've got your guard backing you up, and then you have the blue-clad column of the rest of the band. What went through your mind? I'm not going to say when they called out Estill County. I'm going to say when they called out not Estill County as second.
Oh, well, I know this might sound a little conceited, but whenever, right before they called second place, I just knew in my mind that this band is the best 2A band in the state of Kentucky. I just knew for sure that it was. These kids have worked so hard, and I'm so proud of them.
It's really funny. You talk about, I mean, you're sitting here talking about these seniors as though, you know, you're 20 years older than them.
Well.
Do you have to kind of be mom sometimes?
A little bit. Sometimes it's like, you take care of them, they take care of you.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, and again, from your perch at the front of the field on the 50-yard line, you see everything.
Yeah, I see a lot of smiling faces out there on WKU, too.
That's good, that's good. From, again, and I feel like this is the number one thing that needs to be hit on, the teamwork perspective and the family. Do you get to see any special moments that are going on that lift up everybody?
Oh, my goodness. Whenever you see somebody's face out there, like I said, like just marching on WKU, you see their faces, and it's really hard to not get emotional because they are your family. You've been with them for months, and you've worked your butt off, and you've worked so hard. And then you just see their faces, and you know that it's all worth it. And it just, you can feel the energy coming off onto the other people, and it's just the greatest feeling in the world.
That's awesome, and that's very well said. I believe you you ought to be a professional orator.
Thank you.
You can go around and make speeches for a living. But Martina, as the lady in the black and white on the podium, I give you, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear it for everybody.
Thank you.
All right, we've heard from some seniors. We heard from our field commander. And I believe now we need to hear from someone that a lot of folks don't hear from. This lady is responsible for the beginnings of the band program. She is the person who works with the middle schoolers, getting them started with band, and then she's got to be number one recruiter because she puts that seed in their minds of, hey, you're really good, maybe you should march. This is your assistant high school band director and middle school band director, Audrey Wuerl.
Hello, good afternoon.
Ms. Wuerl.
Can you take me seriously?
I can't. You've always got that big smile on your face, and it gets me tickled. I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. For those of you who don't know, Ms. Wuerl attended Madison Central in high school, so she is no... This isn't a new thing for you with the whole state finals deal, is it?
No, that's true. 11 years ago, in 2004,
that's
I was
a long
part...
Time ago.
I know, it seems... like yesterday, and it seems like a long time ago at the same time. I was part of a state championship band then at Madison Central, and I've still been hungry for that ever since.
How is it different as an educator than as a student?
Well, I would say that it's difficult on both sides. It's difficult for the students to... be under a lot of pressure to get it perfect, and we stay on them. We're relentless. But on the educator side, it's also stressful, but I would say equally as fun to get to see all of it from a completely different perspective.
Very well said. Now, I know you're a bit of a control freak. You like to make things happen just so. So does actually sitting up there on the big podium with your drill in front of you and the score in front of you, is that just like the pinnacle of elation for someone who likes to kind of have a hand in what's going on?
Yeah, and I think being the middle school director and then also getting to be the assistant at the high school, I feel like that I get to dabble a little bit in everything, and I feel like I get to have a little bit of control in everything. I don't think I would be happy at all just doing one thing or the other. I like doing just a little bit of everything. And that's actually my favorite part is getting to see some of these guys. Let's see. The guys that are seniors now, that was my first class of eighth graders.
Oh, wow.
And they welcomed me. I think they were a little unsure about me. Mr. Bowles might have been a little bit unsure about me. I don't know. But I think that they welcomed me with open arms from the very first second. And I've learned from them every day, and they learned from me. And I think it's that's my favorite part, is seeing them grow up from just starting on their instruments all the way to when they graduate high school, getting to see them do it all.
Well, and I can say Mr. Bowles even says nice things about you when you're not around. So that's a good thing. That's a leg up.
That is a good thing.
Now, it's kind of cool, too, because your husband also has
a little bit of experience with marching band. He's actually been able to come around and help some this year as well.
Yes, my husband works up at Shelter Insurance here in Irvin, manages the shelter insurance here, and after he's done with work every day at 5 o'clock, he eats some dinner, comes over, and joins the marching band practice, so he works just as hard as the rest of us.
Bless his heart.
And he loves doing that. He marched a drum corps, he's got some sort of professional marching band experience with that, and he's been able to bring a lot to the table. He also keeps a light, exciting attitude on the field sometimes when Mr. Bowles and I are up there hammering it in.
Yeah, Evan's kind of crazy.
A little bit crazy.
In a good way, okay, of course. But it is, I want to make a comment there, professional marching band, it's the only profession where you actually have to pay to participate in it.
That is true. And he actually also wrote our drum music this year, too, for the drum line, and has been able to be with them all season long. So that's pretty fun, pretty exciting for him as well.
It really is incredible. And it's cool because you really have a neat staff put together of all different areas of expertise, it seems like.
Yes, it's definitely an eclectic staff, we will say. We have our guard instructors, Jamie Hill, and then Justin Clark comes down from Burkesville, Kentucky, I believe it is, and he drives several hours every weekend to come be with our guard girls and make them the best that he can. He's very committed to them as well.
And I don't think Burkesville is a real place. I've never heard of it.
Oh, well.
I'm insulting all the people from Burkesville.
Oh, I'm not sure if it is or not. That's where he says he's from. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
And for all that, we've still got a lot of young faces here. You have no idea how difficult it is to bring in 2,500 students and then take them back out. It's quite the orchestrated event here. But there are a lot of young faces who are still here with us. And you need to remember Ms. Worrell's face, because you'll be seeing her at some point in the near future as she comes around with all the funny instruments. Do you do the thing like Bowles used to and make the funny noises and all that?
I guess I make funny noises a lot, yeah. I make funny noises.
That's outstanding. Well, Audrey Worrell, congratulations on your first state championship as an educator.
Yes, thank you very much. And yes, if you want to join the band, come see me first and we'll get you going.
All right, thank you, Ms. Worrell. And I'll tell you, for those of you who are listening, it's looked like a huge royal wedding because the marching engineers have lined up along the track here, and as every student is leaving, they're getting to slap high five there with every member of the band as they're going back to the buses. So kudos to all you marching engineers to let every student in the district give you a personal congratulations. Because I know your arms got to get tired after a little while. All righty. I tell you, this has really amazed me seeing all of the support. For those of you who weren't around town on Sunday when the marching band came home, there were folks lining 52 all the way from, you know, way out toward Richmond, all the way out here to the high school, and of course a big crowd downtown. We had police cars and fire trucks and rescue vehicles and crazy people hanging out of their cars. The funniest part was watching the parents hanging out of their windows, filming on their cell phones. And what they were filming were other parents filming the parade on their cell phones. So it was almost like a strange tornado of irony. But still, they're, you know, and then you get to see both of them post the video and they can see each other. It's really fun. That's how sad my life is. That's what I do in my spare time, is match up people's cell phone videos. But it was really cool. And I will say, there are so many perspectives to look at celebrating a state champion group. And one of those that we're going to talk about a little bit now is from the parental perspective. And first, I'm joined by Jessica Mullins. And She happens to be the principal of Estill Springs Elementary, who's still here in the stands with us. And of course, but we're not talking about your role as an administrator or an educator. We're talking about your role as a parent and a booster.
Okay.
So right now, funny thing, your husband is actually Band Booster President, correct?
Yes, he is.
We would get him over here, but right now he's busy with the other band dads moving props off of the field.
He's working. He's busy working.
Now, Jess, anytime I've had you on the radio show, we've talked about a little bit about old times with band and this, that, and the other. And I think you were rubbing this in a little bit through text message to me. You are now the mother of a state champion.
I am the mother of a state champion.
Now, and we've kind of had a running joke for quite a while. Your daughter, LK, Lauren Kennedy, actually had a solo on Mellophone.
She did.
In the show this year. And she killed it. It was fantastic.
Way to go, Lauren.
Bowles just loud, nailed it. What does that mean? Oh, and Lauren, yes, I know your mom. Really, I mean, the parents, they probably do everything except sweat with the kids. You bleed with them, you cry with them. You might not be out on the asphalt when it's 138, but everything else, you get to hear, you know. Of course, we got a lot of teenagers here. There's always going to be drama off the field, and, you know, they're still kids.
Right.
But you get to go every step of the way. And how special is it to go on that journey with a child and actually see them reach that pinnacle that they were reaching for?
Well, I tried to put that into words when I recently sent a little blurb to the Citizen's Voice, but there are different levels of commitment as a band parent. We're all committed. If you have a child in the band, you have to be committed. But there are those of us who are crazy committed. And there are those of us who are committed as much as our work or life allows us to be. Ronald and I are crazy committed because we love this band program. We love these kids. We love these parents. And for me, I've teased the kids all during the whole season. My journey with the band started in 1993, along with you.
Along with me.
Go
yep,
Big
that's
Apple.
Right.
And I vicariously lived this entire championship through this band. If Jason had asked me to put on a uniform, I would have done it. I'm sure that I could have marched it. I have vicariously lived my band journey through the journey with these kids, and they are just a remarkable group, and I couldn't be any prouder of them.
She just earned herself a spot in the show Saturday night.
Woo! I did, but I will say, and I shared this with Jason, I did get a shout out on the band forum superlative page, and I'm pretty sure that my superb cheering was what gave us that tenth of a point.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I mean, I'm owning that, honestly.
Well, when you yourself scream so loud that you burst your own eardrum.
I did it, yeah, for them.
That's really messed up, actually.
Yeah. It really shows the level of my commitment.
Well, and it shows how you may need to get that checked.
It's
you're
healing.
Too loud.
It's healing.
No, I'm not talking about the ear.
Oh, yeah.
If you're loud enough to burst your own eardrum, there might be something to look into.
Well, I've got some loud kiddos up here that I've got to
I don't believe it. How loud are they up there? Estill
Springs.
Estill Springs. All right. Okay. You proved me
wonderful
wrong.
Wonderful group of students and staff.
And they love to be loud, right?
Yes, they do. They have been a perfect audience. Show them how a perfect audience sits, Estill Springs. Watch them sit up tall.
That couldn't have been any better if you'd said Band 10 Hut.
I know. We've been practicing. We practice every morning.
I'm sure you do.
We do. But yes, I couldn't be any prouder of this group of students. I am not ashamed to say that I vicariously lived this championship through with them. I'm not ready for it to end. If we can schedule some competitions over the next few weeks, I would be thrilled.
So, is there AAU marching band?
I hope there is. Someone tell me there is.
We ought to look into that.
Yes.
We did kind of half-jokingly talk about doing an indoor marching band. Jason and I actually talked about trying to set up a league and see who we could find, but I think we were the only two who were excited about it. But you and I'd be out there, wouldn't you?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Well, and LK has joined you up here now, and just because I got her mom on the microphone, that does give her a pass. Lauren, you're a youngin.
Yeah.
This is your third year. You were let's see, your first year you were just kind of wandering out in the woods, weren't you?
I was. Yeah. But well, it was great.
Exactly was that part?
The demon.
You were the demon.
The demon.
Yes, and got brought in after the season had started, and yeah, you were kind of out there by yourself, and didn't you die too?
I did die. I came back to life.
You died well.
Thank you.
Now I don't know if you died as well as our Bridget who was burned at the stake, because I mean that was.
She.
It's kind of like talking to somebody from a Western in the old days, and you say, you know, you die real good. So this is your third year, but what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grader, but third year.
Thank you.
Now, Jessica, you'll appreciate this. That's Freddie Weddington material right there.
Yes.
I think he started marching when he was about four.
Yeah.
When he graduated senior year, he'd been in band literally for 16 years. I don't know how he did it. But Lauren, okay, so as an eighth grader with a solo, that's something to be proud of by itself.
Yeah, I worked really hard for it, and I did good on it, so I'm proud of myself.
I can't tell whose kid that is, can you? I worked really hard for it, and I did really good, so. Except she doesn't have a school full of kids to turn around and be like, how about it, Estill Springs? yes, Miss Mullins is kind of like Oprah.
Oprah?
I'd like to see her walk through the crowd and be like, and you get a car, and you get a car.
And you get a Kona Ice.
And, yeah, except it would be Kona Ice. That's great. But Lauren, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I do want to say congratulations again to you and to all of your colleagues in the big blue uniform.
Thank you.
Definitely. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Mom. I can honestly say I still haven't wrapped my mind completely around everything and that this accomplishment has actually been reached. Love you, man. Our big tuba dude that we were talking to earlier. Yeah, I just got some love from him. But he had the brass on this time, so it made it more special. But it does. I will ask you, Jess, while I have you on the mic, what would you say to parents whose students are thinking about getting into marching band?
What I would say to them is, first and foremost, to look at the relationships that your child can potentially form within this band. This band is literally a family. These are the people that I want to see on the weekends. These are the people I want to influence my children.
Well, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. But what I would also say is make sure that you are prepared to make that commitment, because this isn't a sport where you can choose to not participate one weekend. You have to be ready for that commitment. It is an entire family commitment from from June to the end of October. You have to be prepared for that commitment, and it isn't for everyone, but for those that it is for those who do love it, you literally do create memories that you wouldn't take anything for.
Excellent. That's a very nice way to put it. Once you get into it, because your husband is an excellent example.
Yes.
He was a football guy, 100%.
100%.
Excellent football player in high school.
Yeah, still coaching football.
Right. But he is hook, line, and sinker. He is a band daddy.
Yes, he is.
A crazy band daddy.
He is a crazy band dad.
And he heard me talking to him earlier, so he's staying far away.
He is. You should talk to him, though.
Yeah, Big Daddy Ron. It's where it's at. He's been doing a great job as booster president, really trying to keep that forward momentum going forward.
Yes, he has done a great job. We really appreciate as a booster club, but it is every booster in. It requires commitment from each of them, and everyone commits as much as they can, and we just really appreciate that. This has been a year where we've seen new people take on roles, new people step in, whether they wanted to step in or we pushed them in. But right. I think as a booster organization, we've had a great year.
Well, and I know your school's getting ready to head to the buses here, so yes. I'll have to let you go. But Mr. Mullins wouldn't let me live it down if I didn't give you the opportunity to mention how expensive it is to keep this group of champions on the road.
Well, if you think about it, they are gone for upwards of 12 hours plus each weekend. And in doing that, we also feed them every weekend, at least one, if not two meals. Most of that is just funded through donations of food and drinks and snacks from families. But we also try to do as much as we can through the booster organization, but just because it's a really expensive endeavor for families to travel.
Sure.
But just the cost of the uniforms, the guard uniforms, the cost of the props, the cost of the flags, just the different things involved, it is a huge cost endeavor. So that's why we are constantly fundraising.
Right.
I do want to say, though, a big thanks to our school board for the new uniforms this year.
Definitely.
I speak
They're
as a
awesome.
Band parent to look at the band from last year to this year and those crisp uniforms, the support that the board gave in purchasing those, we are really grateful for that. It really, I think, tipped them as far as their confidence, because they knew not only did they sound good, but they looked good, and they could be confident on the field.
Well, it's better to look good than to sound good. That's what I always
say. That's exactly right.
I think that's what Bowles says, too.
I do think he said
that's
that.
That's why he breaks out the Armani when it comes to finals.
Every Saturday.
He's got that Coach Cal uniform
yes.
that he puts on.
Yes.
Yeah, Italian suit. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm in charge of the lint roller.
Oh, mercy. But yes, so definitely, if you are, even if it's from a congratulatory standpoint, if you'd like to write a check to support the band, what is the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to contact our band boosters. Ronald Mullins is the band booster president, but they could also contact the school. The schools would be sure to get that to the right people. There are school employees in every school that have children in the band that we meet once a month as a band booster. No, we don't. We meet every week as a booster organization. But another way that they can do it is Saturday night. The band will be performing their very last run through of their championship show. It will be here at the high school again at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So if there is someone out there that would like to just show support in any way, just with a pat on the
sure.
back or through a donation for the band, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we will all be here. We would be more than happy to accept that gift.
And if you have a check, just make it out to the ECHS band boosters,
ECHS
right?
band boosters. Every dime is accounted for, is used for these band students. As we prepare for the upcoming season next year, we're already asking what the show might be. But there are other ways that the band boosters work with the band, through concert band, pep band. We're always excited for pep band to come up. The kids love that, and the crowd loves to hear them. So there are a lot of different functions of the booster club. But right now, our focus is still with the marching band.
Well, right now, it's to celebrate.
We are celebrating.
You get 1 week.
I'm taking two.
Well, now, I'm going to have to let you switch back from Lauren's mom to Mrs. Mullins,
yes.
because the last line of your kids is coming down the bleachers.
Thank you. Thanks for having us today. Thanks for airing it. We appreciate WSKV for having Come On Home here on the field today.
Thank you, Jessica. That was Jessica Mullins in her capacity as a band booster rather than the elementary principal that we normally like to talk to. I've got to grab a drink. Okay. Oh, wow. Of course, I have WSKV General Manager Ethan Moore. He's here at Master Control with all kinds of buttons and switches and computers. He has been doing something fancy. He says you can now check out the band performance on the WSKV Periscope. There is a link from the main page, so that's WSKVFM.com. Who was periscoping? Oh, okay. Miss Lindsay was here doing the periscope thing. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. Just go to WSKVFM.com, click over. It was a live stream that was recorded, so you can watch the entire performance. So very cool. Good job, Lindsay. I've got to take a second here to thank our sponsors that made today possible once again. Jeff Hicks, Estill County PVA, and all the folks at his office. Big E Insurance, Animal Clinic of Estill County, our friends at Citizens Guaranteed Bank, and, of course, White House Clinics. Again, you are listening to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe, and we've been live broadcasting here from Hoover Neese Field at Estill County High School, where we have seen the, I guess, next-to-last performance of the Class 2A state champion, Marching Engineers. We had all 2,500-plus students in Estill County School District all made the trek out here to watch this this very cool event and to congratulate all of the band students. And, of course, we've been broadcasting live the entire time. So we had all the students and staff out here. It's been a really cool day. And let's see. We've got to move on to our next magical trick. I've got to grab Mr. Bowles again if he doesn't completely disappear.
He's over here.
Okay, they're doing pictures right now. That's fine. But Mr. Mullins has actually flagged me down. Big Daddy. All right, you can't get away from me this time.
I can't do it.
He's been a little under the weather, so he's a little more grumbly than normal.
Not one of my strong suits. All I wanted to mention really was our sponsors. Guys, we have so many folks that chip in throughout the year to help this program out, and you guys hit some of them. But, for instance, you know, one of our biggest supporters, Fast Oil. Those guys, Roger and Sarah Neal, those guys provided all the transportation as far as the semi goes this year, you know, from fuel to running the truck.
And, sure.
You know, Big Tom down at Priceless for every time we have a cooking and having food ready for us. To Michael's to donating for when we have a spaghetti supper.
Right.
I don't want to leave nobody out, but you guys know who you are. There's so many of you from Pepper Hardy to donating the gas when we do the concession stands.
Right.
You know? And to all the parents that chip in, you know, to help put stuff in the concession stand. So there's so many people that give of themselves, not only monetarily, but time-wise, as you and Jessica was talking about earlier. So,
Was talking about, you know, the support from the district. I mean, from a community-wide standpoint, everybody's
huge.
Behind the band.
Huge, yeah. And like you said, man, I come from the other side of the tracks, right? So this is a whole new experience for me as far as the band perspective, but...
Yeah, you always hung out on the football field on either side of the reason I was here, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's all fun, though, man.
It's all good. There's enough love to go around for all of it, right?
That's right. And I just want to make sure that if you've given to this band this year, I want to sincerely thank you, and we appreciate you, and hope that you continue to support us, and hope that you can make it out Saturday night to come see these kids one last time. If you've done anything from just a congratulations, come out and watch them and see what you contributed to. You had a piece of this in your own way. So I want to thank you as Booster President and all the rest of the Boosters as well.
Awesome. Well, you did well.
That's tough.
I know. Ronald really doesn't like to talk. As if. Got to give a – here, I'll let you do it.
Hello. Testing. I would like to give a great shout out to West Irvin Intermediate. Woo! Great audience today. Great audience.
West Irvin is our last group of school district students who is finally making their way out of the stands. So thank you. That was Mr. Rick Cheney, who is a teacher over there, as well as he is a band booster himself. So and they're still going. But it has been a really neat experience, and I will have to say, I have to give a lot of credit to these students, especially these folks who have been hanging out this extra time here, because it's already almost 2:50. I don't even know. I can't read my watch. It's almost 2:15, right? Yeah, my show's over at 3, right? This has been a heck of a whirlwind this last hour or so, hadn't it? Oh, Ethan likes to give me a hard time as well. But I will say, and I know Saturday night, again, the band will be doing their final performance this Saturday night at 7 o'clock out here at Hoover Neese Field at Estill County High School. That will be the last one. I'm pretty sure that Miss Worrell will revolt if they're asked to do any more performances after Saturday. They just want to celebrate and go ahead and put this marching season in the books. So that way everyone can really start bothering Mr. Bowles, asking him what the show is going to be next year. What's the show next year? But for the record, I already asked him, and he doesn't know. He really honestly doesn't know. Give him until at least, you know, the 1st of December, and then really start bothering him about it. But it's this really is an outstanding group of young people, and all of the students that we've had out here today have just been wonderful. They've really been well-behaved and really showed their appreciation when they were supposed to. That's the hardest part of being a band fan, is knowing when to clap. And, of course, Mr. Bowles always does a good job of leading that. He kind of loses his mind and does a backflip here and there to make sure everybody knows, hey, you need to get fired up. But this has been a really neat event. And I've got a couple other things. I really don't want to go into that yet. And, Ethan, you covered up. Okay. I actually have an announcement here. This is really neat, and I received his regrets. This is actually from Judge Executive Wallace Taylor's office. He wanted to present this in person, but his one of his parents had a doctor's. There was some sort of reason that he couldn't be here in person, but it was a good reason. But I'm going to read this. This says, a proclamation of the Estill County Fiscal Court. Whereas the Estill County Fiscal Court strives to encourage its youth to succeed in all areas of their lives. And whereas the Estill County Fiscal Court recognizes that our youth is our future. And whereas the members of the 2015 Estill County High School Marching Engineers have displayed the drive and determination necessary to succeed. And whereas the 2015 Estill County High School Marching Engineers have won the title of Class 2A State Champions and provided a sense of pride to all Estill County citizens. Now therefore, I, Wallace C. Taylor, do hereby proclaim November 4th, 2015 as Marching Engineers Day in Estill County, and ask that all citizens congratulate the members, leaders, boosters, and parents of this group of fine young people and their prestigious award. Congratulations to all you band folks. And from now on, I guess you can tell your parents that you deserve a present every November 4th because it's Marching Engineer Day. Very cool. And a big thank you to Judge Taylor and all the folks in his office for honoring our marching band students in this way. We're going to get back to talking to a few of the band folks here in just a minute. I tell you what, I went ahead and prepared some holidays and observances for this week, just in case, because we had no idea how this event was going to play out. So let me run through here. First, I got to thank our sponsors again. Big E Insurance, Citizens Guarantee Bank, White House Clinics, the Animal Clinic of Estill County, and the Estill County Property Valuation Administrator, Jeff Hicks, who helped to make today's event possible. Alrighty, holidays and observances. Here we go. Today, November 4th, is actually National Candy Day. Now, I don't know if that's because it's all 50% off at the dollar store or what, but today's National Candy Day. It's also Use Your Common Sense Day. So, hopefully, there's quite a few people I know who could use a little celebration in that area. This one I don't completely understand. It's National Chicken Lady Day. Not sure who the chicken lady is, but hey, why not? Let's see. Throughout history, today back in 1842, Abraham Lincoln married Mary Todd. So, big presidential anniversary there. Today back in 1922, the entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered. It's kind of cool. I had a book about that when I was a little kid. A few birthdays today. The Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, turns 54. Matthew McConaughey is 46 today. Football player Dez Bryant is 27. And whatever his name is now, Puffy P. Diddy, I'm not sure. But Sean Combs is 46. So happy birthday to those people. Tomorrow, November the 5th, it is National Love Your Red Hair Day. So for all you gingers out there, tomorrow is your day to celebrate. I got red hair and I'm proud of it. And tomorrow is also National Men Make Dinner Day. Now the stipulation that goes with this, the men must cook, no barbecue allowed. I didn't think that was very fair. But so there you go, men. And that definitely gets you some bonus points. Through history, tomorrow, back in 1940, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was reelected as president for an unprecedented third term. In 1994, George Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champ ever, and I think that was pre-lean, mean grilling machine. And in 2007, the writer's strike in Hollywood started. That halted production of TV shows and movies and just really made everybody grumpy. To birthdays tomorrow, golfer Bubba Watson turns 37. One of the impractical jokers, Sal Vulcano, turns 39. And singer Bryan Adams turns 56. So it cuts like a knife, right, Ethan? All right, moving on to Friday. This is a good one. It's National Nachos Day on Friday, so definitely a good day to celebrate. And it's also, some of the marching engineers might be interested in this, it's Saxophone Day on Friday. So for any of you all who are sax players, Friday's a day for you to celebrate. Throughout history here, November 6th, back in 1854, John Philip Sousa was born, without whom I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be marching band because he was the father of the march. So now any band would be crazy to try to march his marches because they were incredibly hard. But still, a big shout out to Sousa and his phone. This one was one just for me. November 6th, 1995, Art Modell announced that the Browns were moving to Baltimore. Of course, that created the Baltimore Ravens, and then the city of Cleveland sued him and got the name Browns back, got their team back, and I don't think they've won a game since. Let's see, birthdays on Friday. Actress Emma Stone turns 27. Sally Field turns 69. Ethan Hawke turns 45, and Rebecca Romaine turns 43. Yeah, no longer Rebecca Romaine Stamos. It's just Romaine again. And not like the lettuce. It's actually spelled, I think, Rummaging. So, anyhow. Moving on to Saturday. November the 7th, it's the actual Sadie Hawkins Day. I don't think they do, they don't do Sadie Hawkins Day dances anymore. That's the backwards, the girls ask the guys. Yeah, anyhow, I don't think they even had those when I was a kid. But it's also Sausage and Kraut Day, so I don't know why. But and it's Pumpkin Destruction Day. There's one we can all get behind. If you've got any of those wilty-looking, smushy pumpkins left around, jack-o'-lanterns, what have you, then Saturday is a great day. Go outside, sledgehammer, shotgun, whatever it is that you need to use, destroy your pumpkins, and then head on out here to the high school at 7 to watch the marching engineers do their final performance. Whether or not you're covered in pumpkin guts, we don't care. Through history, on November 7th, another FDR. In 1944, FDR won his unprecedented fourth term as president. So, yeah, that actually happened. They had to change a bunch of things to make sure that didn't happen anymore, but that was kind of neat. A few birthdays on Saturday. Documentarian Morgan Spurlock turns 45. Former Brady Christopher Knight turns 58. And singer Lord turns 19. So happy birthday to them. Moving on to Sunday, November the 8th. And I think this kind of goes with Sausage and Kraut Day on Saturday. Sunday is Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. I'm not really sure what that is, but hey, if you're into bold and pungent, go for it. It's also Dunce Day. So for any of you who want to wear the little paper hat and sit in the corner, that's a day for you. And it's X-ray Day. So actually a celebration of the invention, or I guess discovery, of the X-ray on Sunday. Through history, back in 1887, this is a little bit morbid, but I love the movie Tombstone. And 1887 on November 8th was the actual day that Doc Holliday passed away. So, and he did not die with his boots on, which he thought was funny. In 1951 on November 8th, Yogi Berra was named the American League MVP. And in 1960, JFK was elected President of the United States. A few birthdays on Sunday. Actress Tara Reid turns 40. Crazy chef Gordon Ramsay turns 49. And Bonnie Raitt gives them something to talk about at 66. Moving on to Monday at November the 9th. It is World Freedom Day. So I'm not really sure where that celebration came from, but it sounds pretty cool. A good thing to celebrate. And it's also World Orphans Day. So a good day to take a few minutes and think about the folks who might not be quite as fortunate as you are. So let's see. Through history on November the 9th, Army and Notre Dame played to a draw back in 1946. Evidently, Army and Notre Dame were the two best football teams in the land, bar none. And in 1946, they played to a sold-out crowd and fought it out the entire time, ended up tying at zero, and both went on to be undefeated the rest of the year. So, kind of cool there. On November 9th, back in 1989, East Germany officially opened the Berlin Wall. So, of course, a lot of things happening around that time that opened up the Eastern Europe, I guess you'd say the communist bloc, sort of crumbled back in 89. And then on Monday, on November 9th, back in 1990, Willie Nelson's assets were seized by the IRS. So that was a really bad day for Willie. Birthdays on Monday, former boy bander Nick Lachey turns 42. And really, in my book, the only Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, turns 64. All right, let's wind it up on Tuesday. It is the Marine Corps' birthday. The Marine Corps was founded back in 1775. So I guess hoorah to all those Marines out there. It is also, and I'm sure this is completely related, it's Sesame Street Day. So you can celebrate Cookie Monster and and Big Bird and the whole lot. It is also National Young Readers Day. So for all you folks who have kids at home, you have kids around, make sure to celebrate by reading them a book. I think Mr. Bowles is free, so I'm going to grab him again here in just a minute.
Back here. That's fine. In the scenery.
Oh, they're still picturing. Okay, let's see. This is a day that Mr. Bowles will appreciate. This coming Tuesday is the anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior. So, of course, the song that goes along with it. And let's see, back in 1958, future country legend Conway Twitty earned a number one hit as a rock and roll idol with It's Only Make Believe. So, I don't know that one. Do you all know? Do I know it? Okay. Birthdays on Tuesday. Funny man Tracy Morgan turns 47. I don't know, is he a funny man or an actor? Sinbad turns 59. He's not very funny. And then country star Miranda Lambert turns 32. So there you go, the holidays, observances, celebrity birthdays for this coming week. Mr. Bowles, I think, are you on?
Yep.
You're good to go.
We're all right. On. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Bowles, this has been one heck of a day.
It has. It's unbelievable. Honestly, I didn't think it would turn out the way it did. Logistically, I thought it was going to be a nightmare, but wow, what an awesome day for this band program.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's just been, I guess, 3 weeks ago today, maybe, that I actually had you on the show for the first time this year to talk about this year's show and the program. And it was funny because you didn't want to jinx it, but you said at that time, and you said a lot of people are saying that we're undefeated.
Yeah, I hated that word. You know, and it's so interesting you apply that to kind of how it panned out at the very end. When we came out of semifinals after that first performance that morning, well, that afternoon at 1:15, after even though we were in the top four and did advance to state finals, after looking at that score sheet, we realized very quickly that we were no longer undefeated. And I was very concerned as I walked back to the band as to how they would react to that news, because that is a bitterness that they had not tasted all season. I have to admit, there were some defeated faces. There were some dejected attitudes, and it really concerned me because we didn't have a whole lot of time before we were, you know, needed to be ready for finals. And so we had a lot of interesting discussions. I got on both buses and kind of spoke my mind. And like I said, I think the quote in the paper was a little gentle persuasion.
I like that.
I had these guys convinced that they were ready. And, you know, in hindsight, looking back, had we came out first place in that semifinals performance, I really have doubts as to whether or not we would have been able to pull off the big one that night. So it's crazy how things pan out, but I'm convinced that little sobering dose of reality is what gave them the spark to kind of put them over the edge as that evening. So, you know, odd how things work out, but I'm glad they worked out the way they did.
Well, and it's just a really good group of young people. Just on and off the field, they're all very, for lack of a better term, they're just nice kids.
They are. We get that statewide. You know, and it's because of them that you get the compliments about this, you know, them being just simply polite, a class act, well-behaved everywhere they go. And I think I said this on your radio show, that makes its way to the field. It makes its way to the performance field.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's something that we proudly carry with us, you know, statewide on and off the field. And, you know, it is a great bunch of kids, but going back to the show, if you think about what we ask them to do, whether it's be emotional. I mean, is that word really in high school students' vocabulary? You ask them to be emotional. You ask them to play a part, to be a character, some things that most people, rightfully so, will be very uncomfortable doing as a, you know, whether they're a performer or not. These guys have bought into anything. What we're trying to do and compete at this level with all the theatrics and stuff that goes into it, they literally, wholeheartedly, with conviction, attempt, do, and execute every single thing that we ask them to do. And that sets them apart, because it seems like so difficult to get a middle school student or a high school student to do anything that would be expressive or emotional, and they did it. And that's what separates the goods from the greats, and that may very well what have been, you know, what separated the first place from second place, which, by the way, did we tell you it was by a tenth of a point? That's how close it was.
I don't think we've talked about that too
much. One tenth of a point between first and second place being a state champion or another runner-up. So that goes to show and prove the point that we've made 1,000 times. Every single detail counts.
That's the truth. And I came at it from several different directions. I was sort of trying to torment some of your senior leadership there, talking to them about trying to bring some of it out about the teamwork and the selflessness that has to exist to go from good to great.
That's right.
And they all, you know, they all just, it's so funny. They don't really have a way to describe it because that's just the way it is.
It is. We talked a lot. I guess the way we described it was, it sounds cliche, but it's true. You literally are, as a part of this group, you are part of something that's just truly bigger than yourself. And that's hard for a young person to understand, but they bought into it. And they understand that even though they're so incredibly important as an individual, they're part of this entity that is truly bigger than their individual selves and contributions. And I don't know, that's obviously part of the success as well.
Well, and that's one of those things too. You know, we've had a good program for a really long time. But now, not only do we know we have a great program, but everybody knows that Estill County has a great marching band program.
That's right. And for all those years that we look back, you know, we were always disgusted, and I think we may have even used the words unfair to think that some of these bands with these established reputations, it seemed like they entered a competition with a 5-point edge before they even played a note.
Right.
I don't think that's the case with us. These guys have legitimately earned everything that they have received. But that said, we do have the reputation now. We are starting the tradition now. And you'll notice when we pull into these, you know, pull into these schools, pull into these competitions, everybody turns around and takes notice when the big Estill County rig rolls in, because everybody's got to be on top of their game. And that was another part that was a little bit of a struggle and a different feeling this year is – you know, we had a target on our back everywhere,
sure,
everywhere we went. You know, in Class A, when we got to finals, you know, everybody wanted to end the hype. Everybody was sick of hearing about the hype that was associated with Estill County. There's no way Estill County can be this good. It's Estill County. There's no way that this can be legit. It's Estill County. It's got to be a fluke. There's no way they, you know, these guys were second in prelims. There's no way they can be second in finals. Well, we won finals.
So how you like them apples?
So it's not a fluke. It is for real, and they consistently backed it up. And that's what I'm most proud of, because we silenced the naysayers. That said, there were very few. It was not a negative, you know, attitude toward anything. But, you know, they've earned it, and it's for real.
Well, and most of course, everybody wants to talk about the forums, the message boards. It's just a step above topics.
Yeah.
At least you have to have a username on it. But for the most part, it's just band enthusiasts that like to get online and post their opinions. The support of the Estill County Band has been overwhelmingly positive.
It has been. And, again, that's a shock to a lot of people's systems. But, you know, midway through the season, I think it kind of started to – the scales started to tip in the other direction. And we did have a lot of people on board, and we appreciate – that support, you know, whether it's from the social media outlets or, like you said, the forums, or just, you know, the kind words of encouragement. And you were talking about Miss World and Madison Central earlier. You would not believe the fan base that we have somehow acquired with the Madison Central boosters and their parents. And I tell you, it was so surreal, amazing. When we walked around that corner to take the field at finals, it was a deafening roar. And I knew, even though we had a lot of, you know, Estill County people there representing us, there's no way that small group of people could have made that sound. It was an absolute roar. And a lot of them, Madison Central's show shirts just happened to be bright orange. Right. And you looked up and they were on their feet. So, you know, to have that type of support from other schools was tremendous.
Well, and a big shout out, tip of the hat to all of our buddies over in Richmond. We appreciate all the support that you've had for our kids, and you know, and our folks have reciprocated.
That's true. We are, you know, we're supporters, and it was kind of cool to see, you know, to see the bands congratulate each other. And you're going to remember this moment to kind of prove how far we've come. I have no idea what year it was, many moons ago, where we actually squeaked into a finals competition at Madison Central, maybe?
Bryan Station,
that's right. And, you know, members of Lafayette's band, all 300 of them, I guess, as our 18 strong, we're walking through the parking lot going, I guess, to warm ups for finals. They stopped what they were doing, and everybody stood and applauded as Estill County came through. That was a moment that I will absolutely, you know, never forget. But, you know, similar idea. We have gained the respect from all of the, you know, the top programs in the state.
Well, and that same night, as we were, because somehow this never happens, but you've come up with a little bit of the magic, but anytime we'd have to draw throughout the past couple decades, we've always gotten really bad, like first or second or what have you. But that, for whatever reason, that finals draw had us going on after Lafayette. Actually lined up along the fence, and when we got to march by them, they actually called to attention as we were going by.
Special moment.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Now, not as huge as, you know, winning state finals, but but for us and where we were at the time, that was a giant accomplishment.
It is, and it's so strange to me, you know, because all the alums and the parents that you were interviewing earlier, you know, they really, really get it, because they've been there and they've lived it. And I'm not taking anything away from this awesome group
Absolutely
of kids
not.
Because they have earned it. But it's, if you stop and think about these kids that have marched 1 or 2 years, you know, these young guys, that's all they've ever known. They can't relate, you know, to anything else but winning. And I know that sounds conceited.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but let's just hope they can keep it up.
No doubt. Which I guess that kind of comes down to you a little bit. They've already been joking quite a bit while you were back there taking pictures about we need to figure out what Bowles has got in store for next year. And I tried to fight them off. I said they need to give you at least until the 1st of December. You get 30 days.
Yeah, after this accomplishment, that is one of the things that have already been hanging over my head is the now what.
Right.
You know, not only as it relates to coming up with a theme for next year, but, you know, what's next for the program? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's nearly impossible maybe to repeat, to be as fortunate and as awesome as we were this year. But, you know, I think when we hit the ground running at the end of this school year, that's got to be the goal.
Well, it always has been.
It has.
It's just now we actually got there.
Right, right. And it's you and I have had this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, even back in the day, I remember going into camps and the director asking, you know, what's your goal for the season? And, you know, everybody thought that the right answer was to write down, you know, state finals. And I think in all actuality, and no one there believed that was even possible because of the class that we were in, or, you know, whatever reason.
We were just always hoping for a fluke.
That's it. Finally be on the other side of it. But like I said, now it's for real, and we've kind of established our place there, and it's going to be the goal to maintain.
Well, and honestly, it couldn't happen to a better group of young people. They work so hard, you know, and I was talking to Jessica Mullins a little bit about that. It's apples to oranges, but looking at back in the day and how we have so many alums that have come through this program, mm-hmm. and everybody, I don't know that they feel that they own a piece of that Governor's Cup, but they feel such a sense of accomplishment because the little building blocks that have been laid along the way, and now finally we had a group that was able to take that over the mountain.
True. Yeah, and rightfully so. They deserve that in some indirect way, maybe direct way, I don't know. They do have a little bit of ownership in that, because, like I say, you know, this program, once we kind of got everything worked out, you know, several years ago, has been on the rise ever since. And so, you know, that maybe that couldn't have been done without their, you know, their support, and I think every band has consistently gotten better that those people were a part of. So it was awesome to see all those. Well, I think we took a few pictures with the trophy,
yeah.
all the old band guys. But yeah, you know, good for them. I'm happy for them too, because they get to enjoy this. And I know you've talked a lot about the parents and the band dads too. Mr. Winkler was comparing the band's performance to all the other different bands and saying how we were a standout. If you watch our parents, if you watch our boosters,
They're
if you
crazy.
Watch our pit pops, what, man, they take as much pride in this as our kids do, and they stand out from all the others. I mean, everything that they do is at such a top-notch level, and I know, again, this sounds cliche, but it's the truth. There is no possible way that we could do what we do as it relates to this field show without their support, the props, the, you know, on and off the field. And I mean, this thing runs like a well-oiled machine, and that doesn't happen by mistake. It's done on purpose through experience and hard work and dedication. And hands down, we have got the best pit pops. We've got the best booster officers. We've got the best support staff behind these kids that, you know, ever be imagined.
It really is true, and Jason always goes into that realm whenever we're talking, because it's sincere. He really is truly appreciative of the community support, because other towns just don't get this. You'll have your people connected to the band that are super, super supportive, but there are folks in Estill County and beyond that support this group that don't have a kid in the band, haven't ever had a kid in the band. Yeah. They've never been connected to it. Just appreciate the hard work and dedication and talent.
That's right. That's right. You know, and even here at the school, too, we've talked about this. You know, typically, or maybe stereotypically, your band students maybe aren't the coolest, the most popular, or maybe the not received as well maybe as some of the others. That's different here too. Our kids are supported and encouraged by all the other members of the student body and the faculty. So, you know, even I think that is an exception and just contributes to the awesomeness of what we're going. It's just a great place to be.
I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
I'm just happy to be here.
Well, and for you.
Thank you, Ron.
Gary over there too? No.
No, just
Ron this time. This has been the only person that this has been a longer time coming for than you. I guess that'd probably be your mom and dad.
They were here today.
I know. I saw them. And they are the ultimate. They're in the Band Booster Hall of Fame at this point.
They are. Don't know. I was trying to think. Maybe dad missed one, and I'm not sure. I was going to blame it on a fishing trip, but I know he wouldn't do that.
I remember something with work one time.
I think he was at a trade show in Chicago. I think,
and it just about got him down.
It was crazy. But now they have been so amazingly, you know, supportive and picked up the slack. You know, even with Caden and in my absence and everything. So you know, could not have accomplished this without them, and feel so privileged and just awesome that they got to experience this, because yeah, they've waited a long time too.
Well, and that's the thing. It's your silver anniversary with Estill County Bands.
It is.
Yeah.
How many years is silver?
25.
Oh, okay.
1990, that was your first year, right?
It is. Okay. Well, some days it feels like 125, so I thought I better ask.
But in one capacity or another, you have been attached to this marching band for 25 years.
That's unbelievable.
Which is literally.
And that's not because I'm old. It's just because I started so young, right?
Well, it was you and Freddie Weddington. You were three and he was two.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
that rookie year. Mm-hmm. Second time I've gotten to mention Fred on the air today.
Yeah, wow.
He really did start. It was fifth or sixth grade.
He did.
He was like 3 feet tall.
He was a baby, and I remember them begging me. And you know, I regret it now. Like I said, in hindsight, I don't think I marched until my freshman
year. Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, he got an early start. And then these kids do. We had, you know, some sixth graders. You know, start out and fill some spots, and that just blows my mind that someone, you know, at that age could handle this. But they do. They're just amazing, and they jump in there. And then once the product is done, there are no rookies. There are no sixth graders versus seniors. Everybody plays an equal role, and they get that.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about. I mean, I know last year was one of the youngest by percentage groups that you'd ever had. So how did that compare to this year?
This year we got tons of seniors, and I think when you start looking at that and say 12 or 13 seniors that will be leaving, the very first reaction is panic, and that's happened so many years. You know, well, what are we going to do? Who's going to replace them? And I have convinced myself through experience that someone always, always steps up, and it's amazing to see that progression from year to year. And ironically, it's always maybe sometimes the kids that you least expect. You don't really see that from them the previous year. That always makes the biggest difference, and not only takes the place of those seniors, but maybe in lots of areas surpasses what they've been able to accomplish. And then that was the case this year. It's the case every year. They always step up and they make it happen.
Yeah, it is funny because it is a cycle that every year, you know, however you finish, then you're kind of stressed out because you're losing certain kids, and then you have no idea, but they come out of nowhere. And or it could be that you end up, you know, a kid joins on as a sophomore, and then the next year they're your field commander.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. What about that?
sometimes, and to be so well spoken too.
Yeah, she's well spoken. Seriously, she's done a great job. And like through the audition tryout process of Field Commander, there were lots of different things that went along with it. We had outside people that, well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know them, come in and do the judging. And she, through the scoring process, you know, actually won, if you will, the position. And the first question I asked her is, I said, do you really realize what you've gotten yourself into? And then I painted a horrible picture, although it was true. You know, I said, this is a selfless job. You are going to get the brunt of my bad days. You're going to get the brunt of everybody's bad days. It's going to be your fault. And there's going to be times that it's going to really be rough. But I tell you what, she exemplifies a true leader, and she has led this group with pride. I haven't seen any of the, you know, the negativity or those bad things that I anticipated. So through her maturity and her leadership, thank goodness she proved me wrong. And what a outstanding job she did.
Well, and across the board, you've got such a group of upperclassmen and leaders who just completely own the position of, okay, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make sure that you see my lead by example,
right,
and follow suit. So,
yes, and that's very, very contagious, and that positive attitude and determination is contagious. And, you know, I saw it this weather-wise, this was the absolute worst season we had.
It was a mess.
These kids have marched in the mud and the pouring down rain, and all the other competition would buckle and freak out, and we can't do this. And you know, I saw that. It was never, ever a question, no matter what the elements, field conditions, they performed at an incredibly, incredibly high level.
Well, that's kind of bred into us as Estill Countyans. We're just kind of mutters.
That's
you
it.
Know?
That's it. The first raindrop, I said, advantage Estill.
And how many times, I mean, again, going throwback here, how many times can you remember coming down here on Saturday morning to do a little rehearsal before we left for competition and half of us were wearing gumboots?
That's it.
And if you can roll your toes in gumboots, son, you can roll them.
That's it. Get your toes up no matter what.
But because you don't have ankles, they don't bend. But that being said, too, you know, it's the fundamentals, because the game has changed so much. For any of you old-time band geeks that are listening, the game used to be whoever can march most perfectly and play most perfectly wins.
That's right.
And now there's so much more with the theatrics and the themes, and I mean, you had to burn a live witch on the field to win.
Yeah.
State, you know, so, you know, and I was wondering when you were going to run out of color guard, because you burnt one every Saturday.
Yeah, we got plenty.
There's more where that came from.
We got plenty. That's right.
But still, and this, you know, which you know, I love you, and well, I just said that live on the radio, didn't I? You know, one of the not like that, man. One of those two slaps on the back hugs, that kind of
thing.
But going back to the day, and all that we always stressed with fundamentals, and you get the toes up, you and you're going backwards, you get high, you square those shoulders, you keep your body where it's supposed to be. You have held on to that, mm-hmm, no matter what. Even with all the theme and the theatrics and burning,
yep,
people and everything else, these kids look, they march the way that Estill County always has,
right,
but a little bit better.
Yeah.
What we always tried to do, and I appreciate that.
Well, we got that comment from not only other band directors, I got that from, you know, some of the other judges and adjudicators, and I got that question a lot. How in the world do you get those kids to march like that, because they are so fundamentally sound? You know, and it's part of our routine. A lot of times, and I'm guilty of this in years past, I've kind of given up on putting in that you know, mundane repetition every single practice of doing fundamentals. I now told myself, well, we'll fix the fundamentals as we're learning the drill or as we're playing the music. But we stuck to it this year. Every single rehearsal all year long started with 20, 30 minutes in that fundamental block. And that's the secret. It does carry over to the show, and it becomes second nature. It becomes muscle memories where you don't actually have to think about it while you're doing it.
And you get great calves out of it.
You do, yeah. And not only was it noticed, not only was it commented on, that was our strength. Consistently across the judges' sheets, we were scoring in the 90s.
Oh, visually, just amazing. So sharp, so crisp. And again, going back to your leadership, and I mean, you know, we still got Megan hanging out over there, who is, if anyone were ever, you know, dyed in the wool marching engineer, no matter what, she's one of them.
Yes.
And a perfect example of someone who is going to gobble up those fundamentals and then lead by example by showing you do it every single time, no matter what.
Yeah, and I bet you one of these days she's going to take that and teach that to one of the bands that she's going to have. And I don't know, you better not steal our glory, but I know they're going to be, they've been taught well and they're going to be able to teach well. Now, both of you guys, are both of you still thinking about music education stuff? So that's, again, that's another thing that I kind of take pride in too, is, you know, is to think that we have some of the upperclassmen that are actually looking at music education and doing this crazy job, you know, as part of their career.
Well, that is a huge compliment to you as a pedagogue.
I've been called worse.
You pedagogue, I swear. But, again, that does come. I mean, you've still got quite a few years left, Lord help you. But, you know, you look, you know, 6 or 7 years down the road here, you might have, you know, 3 or 4 of your graduates coming back after you.
Yeah.
That they're, you know.
Well, bring it on. I'll tell you the first thing. If they want to come back and be, we'll take
hey, y'all,
them on.
Get some.
That's it. Yeah, maybe I'll tell you what, the more positive twist on that, maybe we'll have the program established to such a point, at that point, that you know, maybe we'll have some more positions available, and how cool would it be if some of these guys come back and work and be a part of this program for real?
Well, there you go. I mean, you got to have a director just for brass, because there's 390 of them. Yeah. A director just for, yeah, yeah.
A lot of schools have that. A lot of
well, it's going to be tough when we got 750 kids in the high school and we're marching, you know, 2015.
Yeah. But, you know, back to the, I think there's something to be said for that. I always wanted that opportunity. I mean, not to get all, you know, mushy, but I always wanted that opportunity to be able to give back to the community. And I hear so much, even from some of my close friends, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this town. We got to go somewhere else to work. Got to take my family somewhere else. And I was, that was one of my main focuses. I wanted to come back and give back to the community. I wanted to work right here. And I think that, you know, that would say a lot, and I think that that means a lot, you know, for some of these guys that are going to go on in their future of music education and want to come back here and work and contribute. That said, the staff that we have this year, even though some of them are not, you know, born and raised here in Estill County, it blows my mind the level of commitment and love and understanding that they had for this community and these kids. That was an unbelievable part of our success, to have a staff that bought in so much, and they didn't have to.
No.
And they sure as world didn't do it for the money. Right. So it was just unbelievable, and I'm convinced that that had a just a major, major impact on our success, was the buy-in of our staff.
Well, that's awesome. And Jason, I've told you 100 times already, but I just want to say one more time here live, yeah, I love you, man. Congratulations. I couldn't be prouder of you. The community couldn't be prouder of you, all the kids, the staff. It's just been... it's been a whirlwind, I know. I want to encourage everybody out there, make sure your last opportunity to check out the Marching Engineers live performing Saturday night, 7 p.m. right here at the high school football field.
That's right.
So, but Jason, you can go sit down for a minute, because I appreciate you coming and talking to us this afternoon, and thanks for doing what you do, man.
Well, my pleasure. Listen, I thank you all for all of your support, and Ethan for setting everything up for us and being here. You've been a tremendous help to our program as well. But, you know, again, thanks for getting the word out, and thanks for being so supportive, and, you know, again, my pleasure.
Rock and roll. Thank you, Bowles. Appreciate you. Well, and that's brought us to the end of this week's Come On Home. I appreciate all you folks who have hung with us. We've been live here at Hoover Neese Field at Estill County High School, checking out the Marching Engineers with their state championship encore performance here for the entire student body of Estill County Schools. Again, our sponsors, White House Clinic, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Big E Insurance, Estill Animal Clinic, and Jeff Hicks, Estill County PVA. Have a great week, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay?